This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
Welcome to KPPF's Community Power Break. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me today from CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates of the Pikes Peak Region, Carrie Kahn, who's the Communications Manager. Carrie, welcome to KPPF.
Thanks so much for having me, Ted. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you. And thank you all for all you do at CASA. But before we get there and we learn a little bit more about CASA, let's talk about you a little bit. How did you and CASA come together?
I have worked for CASA for about 3 years now. And I had a long career, you know, in marketing and communications, but decided that I really wanted to do something that would help others. I wanted to do something with my life and with my career that would give back to people that need help. And so I found CASA, and I've never been happier. It's my favorite place to be. I just love my job so much.
Oh, that's so exciting to hear. And that's so beneficial for CASA and the people that you serve. So let's talk about CASA itself. It's Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And I don't think many of us know it by its full name. So talk a little bit about that, what that means, and what CASA does.
Sure. So CASA of the Pikes Peak Region is a local program of the National CASA Association. You're right, it stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Here in Colorado Springs, we've been around since 1989. And what we do is recruit, train, and support volunteers from the community who advocate for and speak up for children that are in the child welfare system because of abuse, neglect, or domestic violence.
If you don't mind me sidebarring here, Carrie, has COVID affected the numbers of kids who are in the system now?
It absolutely has. I think a lot of people saw news reports back when COVID first, you know, became a thing that calls to the child abuse and neglect hotline were actually going down. That is because when schools first closed and when social distancing orders first took effect, mandatory reporters like teachers were not seeing the children as much. So there were not as many reports of abuse. But that certainly did not mean abuse was not happening. For kids coming into CASA programs, we actually saw a huge spike. Before the pandemic, we would see on average 20 children per month coming into our program. And by this past summer, the summer of 2020, that number has doubled. We were seeing about 40 kids per month coming in. So I would say that the pandemic definitely affected child abuse numbers. And we need, you know, we don't ever want to turn away a child that needs our support. So we need extra support in order to serve all these children coming into our program.
Absolutely. And now back to your explanation of CASA, in that you hire volunteers to assist these kids who find themselves in the system. And that will lead us then into a discussion in these last couple of minutes that we have together about volunteering. What do you do as a volunteer? Can you do to become a volunteer? What does it take, in other words? And we know that you need more.
We do. We need more. The volunteers that come into our program, they're assigned an open case by a judge, and they will be assigned to a child or a group of siblings that is involved with the Department of Human Services and involved with the court system because of abuse or neglect. They get to know the children on their case. They visit with the children, the biological parents, the foster parents, and any other adult who has a significant role in that child's life, like a teacher, a therapist, a doctor. They get to know the details of the child's case that a judge doesn't really have time to get to know, because judges see so many people coming through their courtroom. There's no way they can get to know everything about a child. But a CASA volunteer only has one case, so they can really dive in and get to know the specifics. So the main role of the CASA is to gather this information, write a court report, take it back to the judge, and this information helps the judges to make decisions that are in the best interest of the children.
Okay, so we are asking the community for help today. If you would like to volunteer for CASA to become a court-appointed special advocate here in the Pikes Peak region, what's the contact information, Carrie?
You need to check out our website, which is casappr.org. We have two volunteer information sessions coming up in April. One of them is tonight. It's called Dudes and Brews. It is a male-specific volunteer recruitment event. And we have another one on April 29th for men and women. So go to our website, check it out, RSVP to one of those sessions, and you can learn about the process of volunteering for CASA.
CASAPPR.org, CASAPPR.org. You're listening to Carrie Kahn here on KPPF Community Power Break. I'm Ted Robertson. Carrie is the communications manager for the wonderful organization CASA, and you can participate to help children and families in the court system and in need. Carrie, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us here today.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.